Before we get started on a number of very important bills that we need to call about, I'd like to mention an excellent article by Stephen Yates today, posted at www.newswithviews.com, entitled States to Homeland Security on Real ID, No Thanks. And he writes, today is not just Mother's Day, but Real ID D-Day, so to speak.
True.
Today, citizens of states not granted extensions to comply with the Real ID Act of 2005 would find themselves unable to board planes, enter federal buildings, etc.
Yes.
By the end of last year, seven states had passed laws prohibiting implementation of Real ID in their state. I hear the music in the background. I'd like to talk a little more about the Real ID Act and what we still need to do to address that.
Please do, brother. We definitely need to get on the ball with the Real ID Act and get it gone. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, right after these important messages here on RBN.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or...
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Officer Jack Nicolam program, folks, and we go right back with the Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, go right ahead, brother. Real ID, we have to get that totally stopped. Go ahead, brother.
Absolutely. Get it repealed.
Yeah.
And from Stephen Yates' article today at newswithyous.com, by the end of last year, seven states have passed laws prohibiting implementation of Real ID in their state. Maine, Montana, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Washington, New Hampshire, and Georgia. That number became 8 on April 9th of this year, Jack, when your state, Idaho, joined up.
Yes.
10 states had laws that were passed in one house, well, I'll say bills, in one house but not the other. 8 more states had introduced such laws. 12 had passed non-binding resolutions denouncing Real ID. And that totals 38 states opposing the Real ID Act in some form.
Right.
And Mr. Yates goes on to explain why we should need to oppose it, and he makes a good case by referring to Mark Sanford, former Congressman Mark Sanford. I think the American Free Press last week in their article said he was from the state of Georgia. He was the governor of Georgia. Now, Mark Sanford is the governor of South Carolina. And he sent a 5-page letter to Homeland Security Czar Mr. Chertoff on March 31st, stating that South Carolina declined to participate, would not seek an extension, and explained in great detail why not. He wrote of what I consider to be grave consequences to the taxpayer, privacy interest, and civil liberties in our country if we continue with real ID in its present form.
Praise God, brother. He didn't just say it was a financial matter. Praise God that he pointed out the privacy issues and so forth. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Governor Sanford and, in fact, this the author, I think, was instrumental, Dr. Stephen Yates from South Carolina in the Greenville area. He and people from that area being very troubled, and Spartanburg, South Carolina, actually took efforts, action on their own to introduce their General Assembly at their expense to oppose this, and prepared a package, more or less, and presented it to the General Assembly, and then the delegates from South Carolina came on board. But you're right, his discussion goes well beyond the governor of South Carolina than the fact that this is an unfunded mandate. And definitely it is an unfunded mandate also. Only 2% of the total outlay would be borne by the federal government, and most of the costs would have to be incurred by the states and by private citizens. A most unfortunate piece of legislation, but the various threats pointed out in this article gives you even more pause because of the central government danger of becoming too powerful in this action. When you consider the last week or the week before in April, Senate Bill 1858, newborn screening, the bill that was signed into law by President Bush, and that's the collection of the newborn's DNA of all citizens, which will be housed in government in a government biobank or database. You can see that where we're heading is towards one world government, world governance, an Orwellian state. So this Real ID Act, we need to oppose this because we cannot, the federal government has a long history of compromise, of being found delinquent, making mistakes in the protection of sensitive data. GAO has reported many times on breaches of security. In fact, involving sensitive data, and one of the dangers here is this collection and the Real ID would be this massive database, central database.
And, right.
And you've got to wonder about the adequate safeguards but being in place. But even more troublesome, if you consider SPP activities, the North American Union, this is not discussed in the article, Jack, but I have read in other articles about the plan to share that sensitive data with the country of Mexico and Canada. And we know the history of the Mexican government and their corruption, and could we trust the Mexican government to even trust such sensitive data if this data was shared with Mexico? So,
yes, absolutely. Hey, brother, is there a way that we can get a copy of that five-page letter from the governor of South Carolina?
Well, I think if you wrote to the author, you might be able to get a copy of that letter.
What's his name again?
His name is Stephen Yates.
Okay.
And let me see what his email address is.
Okay.
I think he gives a phone number, too. Sometimes he does. This time he only has his email address.
Yeah.
And that's freeyourmind@yahoo.com.
Your mind. What's the rest of it?
freeyourmindinsc.
INSC.
At yahoo.com.
At Yahoo, okay.
He and Dr. Yates has a PhD in philosophy. He's written a number of books. He's been involved in the struggle against CAFTA and the free trade areas of America.
Good deal.
He's been active on behalf of the Ron Paul campaign, and he's a true standout and patriot and leader when it comes to freedom and liberty. So when he writes, it's very good. He normally does a very good job, and I've read many of his articles, and this one he does extremely well in pointing out some of the problems.
Good.
And he writes, the Real ID increases instead of decreases the risk of identity theft, and he explains why.
Uh-huh.
And the Real ID will not protect Americans from foreign tourists.
That's right.
And
it's all control, control, control. It's all for control of the American people. It has nothing to do with terrorism.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, the power elite has wanted a national identification system in this country for many, many years.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, and this preceded the 9/11. And he also points in somewhere in the article about a discussion with President Clinton and an omnibus bill, and we're going to talk about another omnibus bill in a minute here, which it was proposed back in, I think it was 1996, and somewhere in this article he writes about that. So, I mean, the Clinton-Bush tag team has for years been trying to get this Real ID Act, and if you go back to the amnesty legislation, the DREAM Act, for example, the Real ID Act was embedded in that. And we've not had any real debate. That was the problem that was brought up by Dr. Sanford. I mean, Governor Sanford. There's not been a real debate on the Real ID. It was never fully debated. And Real ID was included as a rider to the Emergency Supplemental Appropriations Act for Defense, the Global War on Terror and Tsunami Relief in 2005.
Yes, right.
So, I mean, such an important and significant potential national ID system and not have any debate in Congress, it reflects poorly both on the White House and Congress. And
yeah.
So it's up to us to take action. And here it is. He writes, Professor Yates writes, I do not know whether Governor Sanford knows of an effort to give us all national ID cards by stealth back in the 1990s in an ominous legislative package Bill Clinton signed in 96.
Yes.
This effectively debunks the idea that protecting Americans from terrorism is the purpose of Real ID. The 1996 effort, which would have gone into effect on November 2000, was finally repealed through an extensive grassroots campaign conducted via the Internet. And that was well before 9/11, of course.
Yeah.
And then he talks about the power elite wanting this for some time. So it's up to us to take action. But
sure
and,
is, brother.
And,
totally up to us. We are the sovereigns. They are not. And if we don't make noise over this thing, I truly think, brother, from what I've read for the last year on this, that this is the beginning of the mark of the beast.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And,
yeah.
And because of the problems with fiat money, the Federal Reserve, for example, with the growth of M3, 17 or 18% rate, no coverage by the national controlled media.
Right.
At some point, we're going to have a breakdown in our fiat currency, and it's going to affect other countries, too, that have fiat currency. And pretty much 99% of the world now uses fiat money. So when
right.
the paper money becomes in no longer acceptable, they will have to go to some debit credit type of system. And so this Real ID, I think, is a fundamental tool for that kind of control. And then we're likely to have some kind of quota system combined with the Real ID. And depending on your status, if you're a good politically correct citizen, your quota might be better than someone who doesn't agree to an Orwellian state. You know what I'm saying?
And, absolutely, yes.
And one of the problems we have, and I think he also does a good job in the article, instead of questioning the federal government's increasing bids for unchecked power, DHS is going to keep us safe from all those big bad terrorists, right? Or all we have to do is give them more power. See, many of the citizens rely exclusively on TV and mainstream media, and so many have never even heard of the Real ID Act.
That's right.
It's almost as bad when you bring up the North American Union, and even in the surveys I've read between the state of Texas to all the way to Kansas, more than 50% of the citizens in the path of the proposed NAFTA superhighway
yeah.
system has never heard of the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway system. So it's no surprise they've never heard of the Real ID Act.
I know it. The media is totally controlled by the international criminal elite that's setting up this whole martial law scenario in America.
Right.
And
okay,
hear
brother. The music.
I hear the music. We'll be right back, folks, with more from Capitol Hill Commando. Very important, folks. We contact our elected things and tell them no to the Real ID.
Are you? you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Capitol Hill Commando, and I'll tell you, this is one of the most important issues in our lives, folks, the mark of the beast starting with real ID. And I've read, Ernie, that they're going to soon move it up to where you can't buy gasoline, electricity, or food unless you have the mark of the beast, the real ID. Have
right,
you heard the same thing?
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, but I want to point out that at the start of the show today, I said today marked Real ID D-Day. Well, and the author points out towards the end of the article that because of so many states needing more time or opposing this, Homeland Security is essentially punted and has extended the implementation date of the Real ID D-Day until May 11th, 2011, 3 years from now.
Yeah.
So we do have a window of opportunity to fight this. But before Congress changes hands, and especially given the numbers right now and the potential, break in the ranks, if the Senate goes more than 60% Democratic, then the possibility is the Democrats will support this Real ID Act.
Yeah.
I think we need to take action now to say no to it. And let's get this stopped now and get it stopped by calling the U.S. Capitol switchboard toll-free number, speak to our elected representatives. I'd call your House representative and your two senators from your state,
yes,
saying that you would like to see this repealed, the Real ID Act. And the toll-free area code number is 877-851-6437. Again, area code 877-851-6437.
Right.
And speaking of these big ominous bills for example, when I was talking about President Clinton trying to get this passed in 1996, well, we had that big Senate omnibus bill that I talked about last week, Senate Bill 2739, that would include dozens of park and recreation measures approved by both the House and the Senate Energy Committee. Also, the measure included more than 60 individual bills that were rolled over, including the heritage bills I was describing, National Heritage Area between Monticello and Gettysburg, which I thought was Senate Bill 289, but got rolled into Senate Bill 2739 without full discussion by the media. And what I'd like to say is that I looked the bill up, and because I don't remember any fanfare about the president signing this, but he did sign it on May 8th, and it became public law number 110-229. And the law is to authorize certain programs and activities in the Department of Interior, the Forest Service, and the Department of Energy to implement further the act approving the covenant to establish a Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands and political union with the United States of America, to amend the Compact of Free Association Amendments Act of 2003, and for other purposes. Well, there's so many other purposes and so many other national heritage areas, it's very difficult to understand the magnitude of this thing. But because it is so massive and includes so many different bills, I seriously doubt any of our representatives fully read the totality of this ominous bill. And in Virginia, we had three congressmen opposing it, Congressman Virgil Goode, who has stood up to NAFTA, the North American Union. He's also advocated putting even the troops on our border to close off to prevent the illegal Asian invasion from continuing. Congressman Goodlatte of Virginia and Congressman Cantor of Virginia, all Republicans, saying no to this, but many Republicans of Virginia did not take a vote, and I think all the Democrats voted for this measure. And I think this bill has got these national heritage areas, and although there is some private property rights aspects to it, the more I read about sustainable development, and there was a great article Saturday by Henry Lamb on sustainable development, entitled Freedom's Foe, but these buffer areas and these, NGOs and public-private partnerships, they undermine local and state governments' control, and more importantly, undermine private property rights.
Yeah.
And I encourage everyone to read Sustainable Development, Freedom's Foe by Henry Lamb, and his article was at www.wnd.com on Saturday. And he talks about more in depth about the concept of private property being incompatible with the concept of sustainable development, and nowhere does the U.S. Constitution require government to balance resource use, or economic development to achieve social equity. And this idea arises from a socialist philosophy that dominates the United Nations.
That's right.
And he talks about as early as 1976, the U.S. government signed a U.N. document that declared land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to social injustice. Can you imagine?
The whole communist program, man. The whole communist program. Yep. We'll be right back, folks, right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to sit back and relax and perhaps enjoy a nice cold drink. Being healthy is not always easy, but with Royal Greens, a new superfood that has the nutritional value of more than 30 superfood ingredients, you can now be healthier with a simple drink. It's like eating a big bowl of vegetables without actually eating them. It has powerful antioxidants, digestive enzymes, plant fibers, and it tastes great. Royal Greens is naturally sweetened with stevia, a natural sweetener found in fruits and vegetables. It's also low in sugar, calories, and it's caffeine-free. Since Royal Greens is filled with vitamins, minerals, and fiber, it's a great pick-me-up for your morning commute. Just mix it into a cold glass of water and, you have yourself a healthy, refreshing drink. Call 1-800-547-6603. Hey, put down that coffee and donut and start getting healthy today with Royal Greens. Call now for a free 30-day supply. Dial 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603.
Sisters out across this land, our founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves if they knew what was going on in America today. Now we're walking right into slavery, and so many of us refuse to stand up like God said in Psalms 94:16. Let's go right back to Capitol Hill Commando Ernie in Virginia.
How true it is, Jack, and the idea of the sustainable development dominating the UN, and you see it in so many different things, dates back to the UN Agenda 21. Yeah. But further on this document that the U.S. government signed in 1976 by Carla A. Hills, then the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and William K. Rowley, then head of the Conservation Fund, who later became the administrator of EPA. A couple more examples. Mr. Lamb has many others, but land, I just mentioned about the relationship to land and social injustice, but governments, he writes, government under D1, government must control the use of land to achieve equitable distribution of resources. D3, excessive profits from land use must be recaptured by government. And D5, owner rights should be separated from development rights, which should be held by a public authority. So we're getting back to me, it reminds me of House Resolution 1483 that passed in October, by 291 to 122, and Senate Bill 817, where these two bills, the Senate Bill 817 has yet to be voted on, entitled Celebrating America's Heritage Act. Congress is planning to draw lines on maps by designating certain segments as heritage areas, which strip the owners of their right to use their land as they choose, and give that right to appointed individuals who are supposed to manage the land for the collective good of the community. And for those who want to read the details of these bills, you can go to www.thomas.gov, and this bill I just mentioned, Senate Bill 817, you could put in S.817, or you could put in H.R.1483 and get the details, the explicit details on the bills. Now, this UN document called Agenda 21 was signed by President George H.W. Bush in 1992, and the document recommended that every nation create a national sustainable development initiative, and President Clinton, who eagerly followed the recommendation with the creation by executive order of the President's Council on Sustainable Development. And this group of cabinet-level appointees and heads of major environmental organizations quickly translated Agenda 21 into sustainable, quote, sustainable America, a new consensus. This document Americanized Agenda 21 and set forth hundreds of policy recommendations to bring the nation into compliance with what the international community defined as, quote, sustainable. And if you read the omnibus bill that I talked about earlier, Senate Bill 2739, you look at the National Heritage Area between Monticello and Gettysburg, you'll see the concept sustainable repeated many times. So what this is, it's following the UN order, the UN vision, the UNESCO vision, in which, and I said before, I'm not sure how we get from National Heritage Areas to World Heritage Areas, and we've got many of these World Heritage Areas that are linked to the UN's control through UNESCO, in which President Bush Jr. put us back under UNESCO after President Reagan took us out, which gives the UN jurisdiction over all federal lands, wilderness areas. And we see an effort, too, in Congress today trying to put more and more federal land into this wilderness area, which, in my view, is to tie up the resources, to provide some resource protection or limit the access to resources. And, you know, it's going to affect in your area, Jack, cattlemen who use federal land for range, for grazing their cattle, et cetera. It puts a hardship on the American people. But more importantly, it gives the UN too much jurisdiction. And when I read bills by presidential candidates, for example, the Global Poverty Act, and there's discussion about what's in the act, but when you read articles by Cliff Kincaid and Phyllis Schlafly, this bill, Senate Bill 2433, the proposed Global Poverty Tax, which was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee without a recorded vote in February, and after the House had already approved this back in September without a recorded vote, voice vote last year, it is very troubling because the legislation would commit the U.S. to spending 0.7% of gross national product on foreign aid. And how do you get to that? You have to read various articles by Mr. Kincaid and by Phyllis Schlafly, and they explain how that is derived, and it would represent potentially $65 billion a year in additional foreign aid, along with the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea that President Bush's representatives to the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May 2007 did a reversal and agreed to support the loss treaty.
Yeah.
And both Senator Obama's proposed Global Poverty Act, Senate Bill 2433, and President Bush's proposed loss treaty, would give the U.N. International taxing authority and taxing authority over U.S. citizens. And this is very bad, and if you look at the the dangerous UN law, the Sea Treaty, which establishes another group or a court, an entity entitled the International Seabed Authority, which is as corrupt as any other UN bureaucracy.
Amen, brother.
And we have over 250 investigations of wrongdoing going on at the UN, misuse of funds, and it's racked by scandal and turmoil, and yet our elected officials continue to want to support action to put the U.S. further and further under UN control. And so it's very important because the mainstream media doesn't cover this. It's not on TV, folks. You have to go to thomas.gov. You have to do the research, and please support RBN and Republic Broadcasting Network and alternative media. And although there is a Senate Bill 1959 that is targeting internet streaming shows like yours, Jack, and others on RBN, this Senate Bill 1959, I actually saw some hearings on C-SPAN. It's entitled the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. And that would be probably the greatest assault on free speech and association in the U.S. since 1938. And I watched the C-SPAN hearings. It was conducted by the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. And those two panels of presenters talked about anecdotal evidence and largely about potential terrorism or homegrown terrorism in Europe and England. And they did not cite a major threat here in the U.S. And when you go to research, where is that bill in the status and the panel discussion? You can't find it anywhere on the Internet now or on the Thomas.gov website. So I think that bill we have to continue to call and oppose, Senate Bill 1959, the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea, and Senate Bill 2433. And I know we have a lot of poverty in the world, but right now our country is in big trouble with between some reports say 50 trillion, others I've read from the as much as 60 to 70 in unfunded liabilities on a accrual basis, and we have on a cash basis 9 trillion in debt. So why are our elected representatives going forward with more and more measures to bail out more and more people when we have such a crisis at home?
Right.
And along the same lines, we understand last week, or Bob Chapman wrote about it in his International Forecaster Saturday, and I encourage those who are not subscribers to get a free copy, or you can go to www.theinternationalforecaster.com and get a summary of what he wrote on Saturday, and the article was titled Gold Suppression Job 1 at the Fed. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes here about inflation, but I want to bring up something he wrote in his newsletter, and he talked about Senator McCain and the White House opposing Senator John Webb, co-sponsored by Senator Warner and some other senators, this bill to help 9/11 veterans. It's called Post 9/11 Veterans Educational Assistance Act, Senate Bill 22. And that Senate bill would restore the educational benefits provided to veterans returning from World War II in an equivalent amount of money. And it's based on the state universities and how much they charge tuition, et cetera, and a stipend for going to school. Now, Jack, you and I are both Vietnam veteran era veterans.
Yeah.
And at the time when we were veterans, when we first came out of the military, the GI Bill was nothing like the World War II bill that was available. And so, you know, it was not funded adequately. And I want to say this now for the record. I strongly support this measure, and I disagree with the White House and Senator McCain on this. They're arguing that it's too expensive. But when you look at the total expected outlay, we're talking about $2 billion in benefits.
Yeah.
To our veterans.
Yeah,
would be...
old Songbird McCain wants to spend $200 billion or $500 billion on the war with Iran, but he can't fund the vets.
Can't fund the vets, and there's going to be hearings coming up on the assistance to veterans, medical assistance, et cetera, I believe this coming week. But this was chapter one, looking at the educational benefits, and it's a bipartisan bill. And I don't think they have the numbers to withstand a veto by President Bush. But I think we should call and support this bill, Senate Bill 22. And all it would do would give the benefits, the same benefits that our World War II veterans got. And it's not to fund someone to go to a private university, to fund someone who goes to a state university. And I really believe this would help entice attracting some of the best people into the military, because the existing benefits are too paltry. They're not enough for people to, if they have a family, a veteran has a family, or if they serve several terms, they've got to make a living, and with the inflationary times we live in, there's no way they can afford to go to school. So I think that at a minimum, we should show our appreciation to these veterans, especially post 9/11 veterans, and support this Educational Assistance Act.
Absolutely, brother.
Again, Senate Bill 22.
Okay.
Yes. Now, I want to bring up another good article before I talk about inflation. This article was by Tom DeWeese. He's talking about, if you remember, the Mexican truck project today on newswithviews.com. He's got an article entitled Fire Mary Peters. Mary Peters is the Secretary of the Department of Transportation. She has been violating the anti-deficiency law, in which Senator Dorgan in his hearings a few weeks ago brought up. This article doesn't discuss the anti-deficiency violation, but it's when Congress expressly states you're not to spend, the White House, the executive office, is not to expend funds for a specific purpose, which they have on the record, and they pass legislation. And then the executive office goes forward and disregards the measure altogether. But what's worse, this legislation that was the president signed it into law, which would oppose the Mexican truck project, he signs that into law, and a constitutional crisis is rapidly developing over a project to let Mexican trucks on U.S. roads. And now many folks are calling for the firing of U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters. Now, what I'm going to say
That's a good idea.
I do. And if you read the article today, and I encourage everybody to go to newswithviews.com, look at Tom DeWeese's article. He is the leader of the American Policy Center.
Right.
He writes very good articles, and he's covered sustainable development, too, in national heritage areas, world heritage areas. He's the president of the American Policy Center and editor of the Weiss Report. His phone number is provided in the article and his email address. But he's talking about this potential lawsuit, and when you go through the details, you'll see that these Mexican truck companies are not ready for prime time. There's many public safety issues, and one company cited in the article had more than 1,100 violations, averaging 112 violations per truck. And the findings on the Mexican truck safety are, quote, frightening and very telling about the agenda of the Bush administration. They don't care. They're arrogant, and they're in defiance of Congress. And I think we need to recommend to our representatives that she be fired or impeached.
That's right.
And she should be charged with an anti-deficiency violation.
Uh-huh.
And the Teamsters Union has filed suit to stop the Mexican trucks from crossing the border and has also called for Mary Peters to be fired. Enough said on that, but at the same time I want to mention the Secure Fence Act. Signed by President Bush in September of 2006, mandated the construction of 700 miles of double-layered fence along the southern border. Today we have around a paltry 12 miles of double-layered fence. Well, if you look at the Mexican truck project and NAFTA and the continual keeping the borders open, that is a problem. So we're not going to see the double-layered fence being built unless we call and say we want this and participate and support the grassfire.org alliance and sign their petition.
Right. Good point.
So here we go. I mean, this article, it shows where Mr. Chertoff and the administration is going. They just totally, they have an agenda. It's tied into NAFTA. And so we should say no to NAFTA and support Congressman Good's bill, House Concurrent Resolution 22, to get us out of NAFTA. Also, we have House Concurrent Resolution 40 to get us out of the North American Union with Mexico and Canada. House Concurrent Resolution 119 to enforce our existing immigration laws by Congressman Good. House Resolution 939 to put troops on the border. House Resolution 3835 to restore the Constitution's checks and balances, protections against government abuses. And House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. And that's what I want to talk about in the remaining minutes, Jack.
Okay.
Is the problems that we're having. Joel Skousen in our the problems we're having economically and financially, and it's related to the manipulation of the Consumer Price Index and the manipulation of the gross domestic product.
Okay. We'll be right back, folks, with more from Capitol Hill Commando Ernie. Thank you so much, Ernie. I learn so much from you every week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be right back, folks.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
On the wall to all of us, and when the enemy approaches, to sound the alarm, and there's no one doing that better than Capitol Hill Commando Ernie. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jack. We have a big problem with the Consumer Price Index and the measurement process. It's been changed by the politicos over during the recent decades, the last two or three decades, they keep changing it. And if you went back, if the CPI, Consumer Price Index, was calculated the same way it was when Paul Volcker was the Federal Reserve Chairman, then we would currently have 12% inflation, 12% real inflation as to the 4% that's reported. And that's 4% is reported by a government. And when we get a report of 4%, it affects the entitlement payments. Social Security recipients should be receiving 70% more along with those receiving entitlement payments. So while the price of food and energy is skyrocketing and the core inflationary measurement, which excludes food and energy, we have a very distorted process.
Yeah.
And Mr. Chapman and his international forecaster, he talks about also the other adverse effects of this toxic waste and the securitized loans and the manipulation with the subprime mortgages and how it undermines also the gross domestic product measurement process. And he argues that since 2000, we've actually been, our gross domestic product has been in a negative position since 2000, almost to a 4% real loss in gross domestic product. We're losing jobs. NAFTA has had a tremendous adverse effect. The outsourcing of jobs, the loss of our manufacturing base. But what compounds it all is the distortions caused by those in the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve banks, and their monetary growth of the money supply, the M3 rate 17 to 18%, it's not being reported. It's not being reflected in the government statistics. There's too much manipulation. So what we should be asking, those especially who receive Social Security payments and entitlement payments, we should be calling our representatives and requesting a GAO audit, not only of the private Federal Reserve Bank system and the transaction involving J.P. Morgan Chase and Bear Stearns to make certain it was sufficiently arm's length and there weren't conflicts of interest. And we all know that because the Chase Manhattan Bank and Morgan Guaranty Corporation preceding the merger of J.P. Morgan Chase, they were principal stockholders in the Federal Reserve Bank, the private Federal Reserve Bank of New York. So we have a breakdown here in our system. We have a loss of a system of accountability caused by this breakdown and this reliance of the private Federal Reserve Bank system. Congressman Ron Paul is the only one addressing the issue, and the mainstream media has done everything to shut him up. And yet his recent book, The Revolution, A Manifesto, is now a bestseller. Ron Paul also has received to date more than 1 million votes in the primaries despite any mainstream coverage. And his bill, House Resolution 2755, would help restore the integrity of our monetary system pursuant to the Constitution in that the Treasury Department would go back to issuing coins and currency, and we would get rid of all these bubbles being created. And the Marco Oracle reported U.S. Fed responsible for the credit crisis by Dr. Ron Paul.
Okay, brother.
Are we at the end of the hour here, Jack?
Yep, we're at the end of the hour, brother.
Okay, I would just like to close and say that, again, call and ask for a review of the Consumer Price Index and have an audit of that by GAO.
God bless you, brother. Wow, great information, vital information, folks. Now let's take it.
Gold has been...